today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been given a task? Have you ever been asked to do something? I'm sure the answer to both of these questions was yes. Have you ever been asked to do something and then came up with every reason possible why you shouldn't have been asked? Did you feel you were not equipped? Did you doubt your own ability? How did that make you feel about yourself? Did you feel you were being put on the spot? Some might have felt they would mess up. Some might have felt others may be critical of them. Did you feel people may not believe you? Did you feel people might not listen to you? When God chooses you, it does not matter what you think about yourself. God does not see you as you see yourself. God does not see you as others might see you. God sees you created in the image and likeness of Himself, His Son, and His Holy Spirit. God sees you seated in heavenly places. God sees you as the head and not the tail. God sees you as above and not beneath. God sees you as more than a conqueror. How do you see yourself? Are you looking at yourself as God sees you? In Exodus chapter 4, verses 1 through 17, Moses was given a task and asked to do something that he felt he was not equipped to do, but God would not accept any of his excuses. When God chooses you, he will equip you for the task. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, Moses said, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh?" In Exodus chapter 3, verse 13, Moses said, "What is his name? What shall I say to them?" In Exodus chapter 4, verse 1, Moses said, "But suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you." In Exodus chapter 4, verse 10, Moses said, "Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent of speech, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant, but I am slow of speech and slow of tongue." And finally, in Exodus chapter 4, verse 13, Moses said, "Oh, my Lord, please send by the hand of whomever else you might send." Moses failed in his 5 attempts to convince God to send someone else. God is omniscient. He knows you better than you know yourself. You are his chosen vessel. Yes, you are the one. You are the right person for the job. So go this week as he leads you. Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.